يثبتكم الله الذين آمنوا بالقول الثابت في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ويضل الله الظالمين ويفعل الله ما يشاء. صلى الله عليه وسلم قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: ادخلوا الجنة جنتكم واقربوا من النار جنتكم فإن الجنة لا ينام ظالمها وإن النار لا ينام عالمها وإن الآخرة محفوفة بالمكاره وإن الدنيا محفوفة باللذات والشهوات فلا تلينهم عن الآخرة. أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم: استكثر الأيام لا تنسي دولة الإسلام. The main section of the human being is world. From the day the child is born, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the sense that the human being comes into this world with needs, with necessities and requirements. Some of the needs, requirements, necessities, likewise hopes and aspirations that pertain to the life of this world. But after this world there is another stage that is referred to as the barzakh, that is the life of the qabr. Thereafter is the stage of hashr, and after the stage of hashr is imma ila al-jannati wa imma ila al-nar, is either jannat or jahannam. So you have to analyze and look at these four stages that the human being passes through. One is the life of this world, then the life of the qabr, then hashr, and then jannat or jahannam. If you have to compare and analyze these four stages with regards to the life of this world, Allah Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Inna amara ummati ma bayna sittina ila sab'in." Said that the average age of my ummah will be between 60 and 70 years. And there is influence in Khalid that as Qiyamah will come closer, then the lifespan of the human being in the world will get even shorter. So this is 60 or 70 years. For some, for many less, for many more. In the life of the qabr, several thousand years. Then is hashr. What is the length of that day? Fi yawmin kana miqdaruhu 50,000 sana. Quran tells us that the length of the one day is 50,000 years. One of the needs, the requirements, the necessities, the hopes, the aspirations that pertain to the short life. But throughout the ages, there has been this invitation of batil to convince this human being that this life is everything. This mindset of batil, the situation of batil in many, many places in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala mentions. In hiya illa hayatu da dunya namut wa nahya wa ma nahnu bimabu'udin. Aida kunna iradan nakhira, qalu tilka idan karratun khasira. Ainna lamardudun bil hadira. this mindset of the people of Babylon that it is only this life. You will eat, you will sleep, you will enjoy, وَمَا نَحْنُ بِالْمَبْعُوثِينَ, and you will not be resurrected. Whether it is the school, whether it is the universities, whether it is the media, whether it is the so-called educational institutions of this world, the entire focus of education and the entire basis of this invitation of Batil is to convince this human being acquire success in this life. Acquire the material wealth of the world, get the degrees of the world, get the recognition of this world. Make effort to acquire the comforts of this world. Sri Lanka is a hot country, so let there be air conditioning. Humidity level is 80%, so don't perspire too much. For this life, what about the air conditioning of the cupboard? What about the ease and comfort and the latest bedding and the luxuries of the cupboard? We are worried about the heat of this world. Simple example, the sun. If you take the surface temperature of the sun, it's 12,000 degrees Fahrenheit. The core of the sun is 27 million degrees Fahrenheit. Chemical reaction occurs every second in the sun. The sun is not compact, it's a collection of gases. 40 billion tons of helium gas is converted into 12 billion tons of hydrogen gas every second. And this conversion, this chemical reaction, causes energy to be given off, which is equivalent to 500 million atom bombs exploding at one time. Planes 100,000, 200,000, 300,000 miles long. He said it's the heat and the energy of the sun has to be divided into 200 million parts. One part is reaching the earth. And yet we find the heat so unbearable. Allah Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said on the day of Qiyamah, the day of Hashr, this sun will be brought to Qadr Neel. The word in the riwayat is meal. The narrator of the hadith says, I am not sure which meal Rasulullah was referring to. Because this word meal in Arabic has two meanings. One is the physical distance, 1 mile. And the other is the, what we call the surma dani, the surma stick. The stick that is put into the bottle of surma to take surma out. I don't know whether my Nabi meant that the sun will be 1 mile distance away or the size of the surma stick away. The sun is presently 93 million miles away. On that day, if we take the first interpretation, it will be caught 1 mile distance. People will be swimming in their own perspiration. Some up to the ankle, some to the knee, some to the hip, some to the chest, some completely immersed in the perspiration, according to the extent of the nafarmani and ma'afir. How important is the air conditioning of that day? On a day when only air conditioning and only change will be what? The change of Allah's arsh. La hulla illa hulla arshi. There will be no other chain but the chain of Allah's heart. سَبْعَةٌ يُمِنُّهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مِنْ عَرْشِهِ يَوْمَنَا ظِلَّ إِلَّا بِالْعَرْشِهِ. Seven categories of people will be given chain underneath the arms of Allah on a day when there will be no other chain. يُحْشَرُ النَّاسِ عَلَى ثَلَاثَةِ أَصْنَامِ صِنْفًا مُشَاةً وَصِنْفًا ركبانا وصنفا يمشون على رؤوسهم. There will be three modes of transport on that day. Dando circumstances of the humanity will be raised up in three categories. One group will be walking with the sun 1 mile away, how hot will the ground be? One group will be given conveyances. They will be riding animals. And one group, Allah protect us, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will be walking on their faces. Sahaba asked him, Yashun ala Ruki, Ya Rasulullah, how will you walk on their faces? What was the response? Inna alladhina qadirun. Inna Allah alladhi qadirun. That Allah who has the qudrat and power to make insan walk on their feet on this earth, the same Allah will make them walk on their faces on the day of judgment. We want the latest Mercedes-Benz, the latest BMW, the latest car in this world. We want the latest technology and the gadgetry. We want the latest comfort and ease of this world, 50 or 60 years. What about that day? What about that day, Nikadaru Kamsina Al-Fasana, the length of which will be 50,000 years? What about the latest car on that day? What about the air conditioning of that day? What about the ease and comfort of that day? That is also a need. That is also a requirement. That is also a hope, an aspiration to have the position of that day. And then the fourth stage, the stage after that, Tariqun fil Jannah wa Tariqun fil Sa'ir. One group is Jannah, one group is Jahannam. Allah will gather the people of Jahannam. Ya Ahl al-Nar, O people of Jahannam, they will respond, Labbayk, Rabbana wa Sa'adayk. O Allah, we are present. Then Allah will question them, Kam labistum fil ardi adad as-sinin. How long was the life of this world? How long did you live in this world? How many years was it? كأنهم يوم يرونها لم يلبثوا إلا عشية أو ضحاها. This mindset has overtaken our hearts, our minds, enveloped our hearts, blinded us that this life is everything, that the reality of Akhirat will dawn, that the reality of Jannat and Jahannam will dawn. What will the people of Jahannam say? Ya Allah, لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٍ فَاسْأَلِ الْعَادِينَ. O Allah, كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ عَدَدَ سِنِينَ. How long was the life of the world? They would respond, Ya Allah, it was one day for a portion of one day. What will Allah respond? بِكْتَ فَاسْتَجَرْتُمْ فِي يَوْمٍ أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٍ سَقَطِينَ وغضبي ولعنتي ونار جهنم خالدين فيها ابدا. What a loss you have incurred. What a great loss you incurred. Chasing after the passions and desires and transitional temporary enjoyment of this world. You traded that in exchange for the loss of Akhirat. وَلَكَلْ بِكْتَ مَتَّجَرْتُمْ. What a poor businessman you turned out to be. What a poor bargain you have struck. What a loss you have incurred. بِيَوْمٍ وَبَعْدِيَوْمٍ. For one day or a portion of one day, what have you earned? You sold your dunya. You sold your dunya, and what did you earn? غَضَبِي, my anger. سَخَطِي, my wrath. لَعْنَتِي, my curses. Nara Jahannam, the fire of Jahannam, Khalidina Fiha Abada. You will have to remain here in forever. Then Allah will address the people of Jannah. Ya Ahl al Jannah. O people of Jannah. One voice will respond, Labbayk Rabbana wa Sa'adayk. O Allah, we are present, it is our sa'adah, it is our honor. كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ عَدَدَ سِنِينَ. How long was the life of the world? Day of
what's the response? يوما وبعد يوم. يا الله, it was one day, but more than one day. Yeah, the response will be different. نعم ما استجرتم, نعم ما استجرتم في يوم وبعد يوم. رحمتي ونعمتي وجنتي خالدين فيها أبدا. When you bargain with God, you suppress your desires. You suppress the inclination to take down in the dunya. You underwent difficulty and hardship for one day, for a portion of one day, and in exchange for that, what did you earn? You earned my pleasure. You earned my mercy. You earned my jannat. خالدين فيها أبدا. You will resign here in forever. Throughout the ages, Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam, this was one of the fundamental primary efforts that they made, was to instill the consciousness, the yaqeen, the conviction, the belief of akhirah. The ihsas, the perception of jaza and saza, of accountability, that this life is not everything. The real life is to come, and you will have to stand in front of Allah in Allah's court, and you will have to account for every aspect of this life. In Surah Luqman, there is one ruku in which Allah Ta'ala reproduces the conversation between his father and his son, Luqman alayhi salam and his son. Allah Ta'ala could have issued the injunction directly himself. Allah could have commanded us himself directly. Yet Allah Ta'ala reproduces the conversation between father and son. Why? All of us saying this is ishara, indication, that Allah is commanding every father of the ummah, every mother of the ummah, every muallim and teacher of the ummah, that that amanat and such, those young children that we have given you, what is it that Allah wants you to instill in them? Time is limited, I'm not going to go through the whole ruku, but just one verse. Ya bunayya, innaha in taku mithqala habatin min khardal, fatakun fi saqra, aw fi samawat, aw fi al-ard, yati biha Allah, inna Allah latifun khabir. Luqman says, O my beloved son, that action which you will do, even though it may be smaller than a grain of mustard seed, hidden underneath a rock, somewhere in the heavens, somewhere in the earth, oh my son, know and understand, a day is coming. Yati biha Allah. Allah will bring even that action in front of you. Inna Allah latifun khabir. Sifat latif. What is latif? Inna Allah latifun khabir. What do you say? What is latif? They say that zat and that being whose knowledge penetrates to the minutest point. It was believed that juz la is a jazza, that that particle which could not be divided any further was an atom. It was believed that the atom was the smallest particle. Now they have discovered inside the atom, 1 million the size of the atom is the proton and the nucleon. Latif, that God, that being whose gaze penetrates even an atom. Inna Allah latif al khabir. Allah has complete and total knowledge. Oh my son, that action which you do, even if it is smaller than a grain of a mustard seed, even underneath the boulder, somewhere in the heaven, somewhere in the earth, a day is coming, Allah is going to bring that action also in front of you. What is this? This is sabab of iman, of akhirat. Allah is commanding every father, every mother of the ummah, bring alive the muzakara of Jannat and Jahannam in your home. Bring the thought of akhirat alive. The ihsas, perception of jaza and sada. And this month of Ramadan, the famous hadith of Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, which is narrated on the eve of the month of Ramadan, that Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, قَدْ أَغَلَّكُمْ شَهْرٌ عَظِيمٌ مُبَارَكٌ شَهْرٌ فِي لَيْلَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ شَهْرٌ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ قِيَامَهُ فَرِيضَةً وَقِيَامَ لَيْلِهِ تَطَوُّعًا من تقرب فيه بخصلة كان كمن أدى فريضة فيما سواه، ومن أدى فريضة فيه كان كمن أدى 70 فريضة فيما سواه. The Allah Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enumerated the fadail, the virtues. أَغَلَّكُمْ شَهْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. A great month has come. A month of barakat, a month of blessing, a month when the rewards of deeds are multiplied. In that same hadith, Allah Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَاسْتَقْسِمُوا فِيهِ مِنْ أَرْبَعِ الْقِصَالِ فَاسْتَقَيْنِ تُرْمُونَ بِهِمَا رَبَّكُمْ وَقَسْتَقَيْنِ لَا بِلَابِكُمْ عَنْهُمَا أَمَّا الْقَسْنَتَانِ اللَّتَانِ تُرْمُونَ بِهِمَا رَبَّكُمْ فشهادة أن لا إله إلا الله وتستكبرونه وأما الخصلتان اللتان لا غنى بكم عنهما فتسألون الله الجنة وتعوذون به من النار. He said, oh my ummah, in this month increase four things. Two things you will please Allah. What is that? Increase the shahadat of la ilaha illallah. Increase the shifar in this month. And he says two things, la ghina'a bikum anhuma. Oh my ummah, you cannot possibly do without these two things. You cannot possibly do without these two things. What are these two things? تَسْأَلُونَ اللَّهَ الْجَنَّةَ وَتَعَوَّذُونَ بِهِ مِنَ النَّارِ. Beg Allah for Jannah in this month. Seek Allah's protection from Jahannam in this month. Unfortunately, my respected brothers, many of us fail to understand the inference in this hadith. Generally, the vigor increases in the month. La ilaha illallah, astaghfirullah, as'aluka al-jannah, a'udhu bika min al-nar. If we excessively recite la ilaha illallah, istighfar, ya Allah, give me jannah, save me from jahannam. Are we just being instructed to increase our asking for jannah? Definitely, there is great reward in making dua for jannah. Like Rasulullah says, أَكْفِرُوا مَسْأَلَةَ اللَّهِ الْجَنَّةِ وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِهِ مِنَ النَّارِ. He said, oh my ummah, excessively ask Allah for Jannah. Excessively ask Allah to take you from Jahannam. Why? فَإِنَّهُمَا شَافِعَتَانِ وَمُشَفَّعَتَانِ. He said, because Jannah and Jahannam will intercede on the day of judgment and Allah will accept their intercession. And when my ummati asks Allah for Jannah, then on the day of judgment, Allah will ask when my ummati asks Allah for Jannah, on the day of judgment, Jannah will ask Allah for the ummati. Askinhu liyaya. Askinhu liyaya. Abdaka. Sa'alannika. Oh my Allah, your slave asks you for me, so give it to me. How beautiful our deen, our Sharia is. The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, when you ask for Jannah, Jannah will ask for you. When you seek protection from Jahannam, Jahannam will make dua to Allah, that Ya Allah protect him from me. He said, "La tansaw al-azimatayn." He said, "Oh my ummah, never forget the two great things." Sahaba asked, "Wa mal azimatan ya Rasulullah?" What are the two great things that you must never forget? He said, "Al-jannah wal-nar." Never forget jannah, never forget jahannam. Never forget jannah, never forget jahannam. But the question that is said to them is, as you mentioned earlier, is that maqsood and matloob in Shariah is not only asking, one person went to the wali sahab, the wali sahab made dua, Allah gave his children. For years, wali sahab made dua, wali sahab made dua, Allah gave his children, Allah gave his children, Allah gave his children, for years. One day the wali sahab asked him, "Bhai, are you married?" He says, "No, I'm not married." He says, "What do you mean you're asking me to make dua, Allah gave his children, you're not even married? Get married first, then make effort, Allah will give you children." One is the dua, the other is the dawa. One is the dua, the other is the effort. Hasan Basri rahimahullah used to say, "Man qala inni uhibbul jannah." That person who says, "I love jannah, I want jannah," but his actions are not the people of the people of jannah, faqad kadhaba, he lied. That person who says, "Inni akhafun nar," I fear Jahannam, but his actions are the actions of the people of Jahannam. Then when he says, "I fear Jahannam," Hasan Basri rahimahullah said, he is lying. Allah Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made such an effort on Sahaba Ikram. So much of muzakara of Jannah, Jahannam, Qabr, Akhirat, that he was able to distinguish in front of them. Whether in the business, whether at home, wherever they were. If I break Allah's command, I am in Jahannam. If I fulfill the command of Allah, I am in Jannah. This conviction was there in front. He showed them the benefit of one amal. This month of Ramadan, how difficult we find it to control our temple. Normally a person outside in public in the street, living top naked, and the moment he goes in his house, he becomes a lion. Then he wants to roar, and he wants to bark like a dog. That poor wife, sometimes he doesn't know what to say, where to hide also. And then when he loses his temper, he gets upset. Then as a justification, he says, "I'm fasting." As it is okay when you're fasting, you lose your temper. Yet what does the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? He says, "Man kadhaba ghayban, man kadhaba ghayban, wa huwa qadirun ala an yunzilahu. دعاه الله سبحانه وتعالى يوم القيامة حتى يطيره من الحور العين ما شاء." He said, that person who controls his anger, وَهُوَ قَادِرٌ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يُنَزِّلَهُ. There's two times that you control your anger. One is, the guy is bigger than you, or he's stronger than you. If you get angry with him, it's very easy to control your anger. Because if you show your anger, he might slap you. Or if you're working for someone, then no matter what he tells you, you suppress your anger. Why? I'll lose my job. Not that kind of anger. Allah has also said, if you get angry with your wife, when you get angry with your servant, when you get angry with your staff, when you get angry with those that are weaker than you, and you control that anger, then what will Allah give you? He says, "Da'ahu Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yawm al-qiyamah." On the day of judgment, Allah will be the convener of a Miss Universe competition. not this Miss Universe competition of this world. It is just a deception. Allah will line up the whores of Jannah. Allah will line up the maidens of Jannah. And each time you control this type of anger, Allah will say to you, choose whichever one you desire. Like this, there are many, many ahadith, but through this, what is happening? Allah Rasulullah is conditioning the minds of his ummah to understand the effect of amal in akhirat, not in dunya. One sahabi after Khaybar, he gets some maal-e ghanimat, some booty, and he says, then he is overjoyed, he comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and says, Ya Rasulullah, with what I earned in Khaybar, I saved it and I made so much profit, no one made profit like me. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, how much profit did you make? He said, 300 ukiyah, 300 coins of silver. Ihsas of akhirat, perception of akhirat. Immediately, Nabi Sallam turned his yaqeen away from this dunya towards akhirat. And what does he say to him? He says, should I not show you something better than the 300 ukiyah? Better than the 300 coins of silver? He says, what is it, O Nabi of Allah? He said, after the first salah, if you will read two rakats of salah, that is better than whatever you have. This was the mindset that existed in Medina Munawwara. Allah Rasulullah never allowed the attraction of the glitter and glamour of this dunya to overtake the heart of Sahaba Kiram. Constantly turned the gaze towards akhirat. In Badr, Allah Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just the Sahaba Kiram ta'arradu ila jannatin ardu as-samawati wal-ard. Oh my Sahaba, go ahead, hasten towards the jannat. The breadth of which is equal to the distance between the heavens and the earth. One Sahabi Umayy bin Humam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he hears this, he says, Bakhin, an expression of joy. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi says, what do you mean? Ma hamalaka ala qawlika bakhin. Why did you say this? He says, in you leave wa nakuna min ahliya. Ya Rasulullah, I want to be one of the people of Jannah. I want to be one of the people of Jannah. Like one black Sahabi comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rajulun aswad, qabihu as-sura, la ghala li. I'm a black man, I'm ugly. People don't look at me, I've got no money, I've got no status, no position. But tell me, O Nabi of Allah, if I shine in the path of Allah, will Allah give me Jannah? Will Allah give me Jannah? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, yes, Allah will give you Jannah. The moment he hears this, everything is sacrificed. Everything is given. He gives his life in the path of Allah. Allah's Rasulullah comes upon the body of the Sahabi. لَقَدْ حَسَّنَ اللَّهُ وَجَّهَ سَيَّبَ رَائِحَةَ كَسَّرَ مَالَكَ. Allah has given you beautiful. Allah has given you a beautiful fragrance. Allah has increased your wealth. وَإِنِّي لَأَرَىٰ بِنْ تَعْلِ مِنَ الْحُورِ الْحَيْنِ. Then what does the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? He says, I can see two of the holes of Jannah that come to the earth. They are fighting with one another, who can enter with two buffers. Yaqeen of Akhirat, shawq for Akhirat. One youngster, the time of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, such an environment of the thoughts of akhirat existence. Youngster, take his kurta off, He lies on the burning sand of the desert. Zuki ya naf, zuki ya naf, naru jahannam ashaddu harra. Deepatun bil layl, batalatun bil nahar. He says, oh naf, taste now, taste, feel the heat. The fire of jahannam is hotter than this. Fire of Jahannam is hotter than this. In the night you sleep like a corpse. In the day you are sleeping out to the dunya. Change now. Jahannam is hotter than this. When the Sahabi comes in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what does the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say to him? لَقَدْ فُتِحَتْ لَكَ أَبْوَابُ السَّمَاءِ. The doors of the heavens have been opened up for you. وَلَقَدْ بَاهَ اللَّهُ بِكَ الْمَلَائِكَ. And Allah is boasting about you right now in front of the angels. The verse of the Quran is read in the Majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who are put up nara, wa kudu annaasu wa shiyara. Save yourself and your family from Jahannam. The fuel of which is men and souls. Faqama Shaykh al-Kabir, an elderly Sahabi stand up. Ahigaratu Jahannam, kahigaratu dunya. O Nabi of Allah, tell me, are the stones of Jahannam like the stones of the dunya? Allah has said, save yourself and your family from Jahannam. The fuel of which is men and stones. Are the stones of Jahannam like the stones of the dunya? What is the response? The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ لَصَخْرَةٌ مِنْ صَخَرِ جَهَنَّمْ كَعَظَمِ جِبَالِ الدُّنْيَا كُلِّهَا. He says, by the qasam of that being in whose hand lies the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one pebble of Jahannam is more enormous in girth, in size, than the greatest mountain of this world. When the Sahabi hears that he starts breathing heavily, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rushes forward. Qul la ilaha illallah. Qul la ilaha illallah. He says la ilaha illallah and passes away on this one. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recites the verse of the Quran. ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامِي وَخَافَ وَعِيدِ. ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامِي وَخَافَ وَعِيدِ. Allah has promised Jannah for those who are here having to stand in front of Allah. In the time of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, there was one youngster. He would frequent the majlis of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Late at night he would return home. On the way home he used to pass by the house of a young woman. And she became very attractive to this youngster. So every day on purpose, she would stand at the house, beautify herself. She tried to entice him towards haram. The youngster would ignore her. One day, in a moment of weakness, this woman presented herself in front of him. And despite his demand, in a moment of weakness, he fell into her trap. And he entered the house. After he entered the house, she had prepared everything for him to come at haram. After he entered the house, all of a sudden, one verse of the Quran came in front of him. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تَذَكَّرُوا فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ. Allah said, the people of taqwa said that sometimes the touch of shaitan afflicts them. Sometimes they fall into the trap of shaitan, but when they heal, when they remember, and immediately they pull back, they resist. If this bird comes in front of him, he falls down unconscious. This woman with her servant, she drags his body, leaves him at his house, he used to stay with his elderly father. When late at night the father comes looking for his son, opens the door, finds his unconscious son in front of the door. Brings the boy inside, revives him, and he opens his eyes. The father says, "What happened, my son?" So this youngster says, "Khair, good has happened. Allah protected me." And then the youngster narrated to his father what had happened. That he had almost went for haram. Thereafter, his father asked him that which verse of the Quran, which verse of the Quran caused you to desist from the haram? He says, this verse of the Quran came in front of me. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تَذَكَّرُوا فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ. The people of taqwa, when such as shaitan will afflict them, they will heal. When they remember, when they will desist, he recites this verse and passes away. His father buries him. The Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala who comes to know what had happened. Umar goes with a group of sahaba and he stands in front of the grave of this youngster. And he recites the verse of the Quran, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ. The one who is here, having to stand in front of Allah on the Day of Judgment, Allah will give him two jannat. From the grave, the youngster responds, "Ya Amirul Mu'mineen, Allah has given me both jannat. Allah has given me more jannah." This was the environment that existed in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In Umayyah bin Khawwab radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, "Ya Rasulullah," he said, Baqin, because I want to be of the people of jannah. Rasulullah says, "Innaka min ahliha, you are a jannati. He was eating a few days and the thought occurred, "Laina khayitu إِلَىٰ أَنْ أَكُلَ الثَّمَرَاتِ هَذَا لَكَانَ حَيَاةً مُرِيرًا." If I remain alive, Rasulullah is telling me I am a jannati. If I remain alive for so long, as it will take me to eat these days, that is too long alive. What am I waiting for? Saying that he throws the day and he cleans himself in the battlefield. And on his lips are the words, رَقْبًا إِلَى اللَّهِ بِغَيْرِ دَانِ إِلَّا اتِّقَاءَ وَعَمَلِ الْمَعَادِ وَالصَّبْرِ بِاللَّهِ عَلَى الْجِهَادِ وَكُلُّ ذَٰلِكَ عُرْضَةُ النَّفَادِ غَيْرَ التِّقَاءَ وَالْبِرِّ وَالرَّشَادِ. Da'wah was the lifeblood of Sahaba Ikram. Da'wah flowed through their veins. He's giving his life in the path of Allah and he's giving da'wat. What is his da'wat? Rabban ilallah. Rabban ilallah. I am running to Allah. I am running to Allah. I have nothing of the world with me. My pockets are empty. What do I have? I have taqwa. I have the amal of akhirat. I have patiently persevering while striving the path of Allah. This is what I have. I don't have dollars and lands and rupees. I don't have gold and silver. My pockets are empty. I have taqwa. I have striving the path of Allah. I have the amal of akhirat. And then his final message to humanity, O Ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, كُلُّ دَعْلٍ أَرْضَةُ النَّبَاتِ. Whatever you will amass of the things of this world will come to an end. No matter how much you collect, how much of wealth you put in the bank to it, how many properties you own, how many cars you own, whatever you amass of this world, أَرْضَةُ النَّبَاتِ will come to an end. You will have to leave behind. غير التقى والجر والمشاد. What will remain is taqwa. What will remain is striving the path of Allah. What will remain is the amal of akhirat. Saying this, he gives his life in the path of Allah. Allah's رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے جس مبارک منت رمضان excessively ask اللہ کو جنت, excessively seek protection from جہنم. دعا only بل مقصود increase the effort for جنت, increase the effort to stay away from جہنم, increase the yaqeen of jannah, the yaqeen of jahannam, the da'wat of jannah, the da'wat of jahannam. Only dua is not required, only dua is not ordered. But so much da'wat of akhirat must be given. Like Ali radiallahu ta'ala used to say, لو كشف الغطاء مسدت إيمانا, if the veil between us and akhirat is to be removed, Jannat and Jahannam was brought in front of our eyes, this will not increase our iman. So for this reason, our elders are encouraging us, especially in this Mubarak month of Ramadan, to bring alive the conjunction of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we should achieve in 10 days, 1 ashara, in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this month of Ramadan. So who is ready to celebrate this evening here? 10 days, 10 ashara, in the path of Allah in Ramadan.
For more lectures, visit SLH.